And the King's Cross Theatre in King's Cross claims to be an exciting new space for Sydney's daring and experimental performances. The Bakehouse Theatre Company is responsible for what gets put on stage there, and for 2018, they're planning theatre with a focus on gender equity, diversity, and more thrilling collaborations than ever before. We're joined now by co-artistic director John Harrison to learn about what Bakehouse has in store and what they can live up to those promises. John, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me on, Sam.
So, John, what's the working relationship between King's Cross Theatre and Bakehouse Theatre Company?
Yeah, sure. So Bakehouse is the company that runs the venue. So we established it back in 2015 and installed all the seating and the lighting rig and the technical specifications and set up the foyer. And we now kind of run the venue by programming works from some of Sydney's most exciting theatre companies. We do ourselves maybe two or three shows a year at KXT. And the rest of the time we present shows from other theatre companies such as Mad March Hare, Outhouse Theatre Company, Siren Theatre Company, and so on. So it's a really great space for people to come and see some of the most exciting companies in Sydney.
So you specifically have a reputation for putting on pretty confronting theatre, which I definitely saw this year when I saw Dryland, which was pretty graphic play involving teen abortion. How are you going to be continuing that tradition next year?
Look, we've definitely got a terrific mix next year. We certainly do have a great number of plays that are really tackling what artists are thinking about what it is to live in the world right now. And that's tackling an array of different issues, including things like the way society treats women, particularly young women as they're growing up. We've got some terrific plays about what's happening overseas in the various conflicts that are happening over there. We've also got some really powerful kind of, you know, family dramas and relationship dramas that deal with the complexities of family and modern life in 2017. So it's a really great mix of different shows. And I think for us at KXT, what we're really passionate about is theatre that kind of engages with the world. It's not just, you know, stuff about a small play about a couple of Australians in a particular situation. A lot of the work is kind of looking outwards and seeing what Australia's place in the world is and how we can kind of continue to contribute in a way, even though we're you know, in this small country at the bottom of the world.
So do you feel that your theatre then is a bit more aware of the world around it than a lot of other theatre that you might see?
Look, I guess the thing about independent theatre is that it is all done unfunded, and so for professional artists to put in the time and the effort that goes into making a play when you know any funding is uncertain and people are not sure if they're going to be able to be paid for that work, what that does do though is it means that people are putting forth stuff that they're really passionate about, and I think now more than ever, you know, the what artists are passionate about are the things that we're seeing happening in the world, and there's a lot of things that are difficult to kind of get to grips with, and there's a lot of things that really sort of test our morals and our ethics, and so I think artists are really engaging with that. So yeah, I think at KXT as one of Sydney's independent theatres, I think that's the sort of work you see really passionate work done by passionate artists.
Do you worry that with the current, I guess, you know, a lot of what you see around us is overwhelmingly quite negative? Do you fear that your program might have a lot of that negativity and cynicism creep into it, or does it offer something else?
It's interesting, isn't it? I guess this year, particularly 2017, we've had a lot of really confronting plays about a whole range of issues. I must say, though, just kind of looking, you know, in preparation for this interview, looking at the season we've got next year, there's a lot of plays that are dealing with serious subjects, but in a really fun way. So we've actually got Claudia Barry from Mad March Hare Theatre Company, one of Sydney's top directors, who had that smash hit Dryland that you saw, which was a really confronting play. Next year, she's presenting a play called You Got Older by Claire Barron, which is actually about a kind of a family coming together to look after Dad as he is getting sick and ill. But it's one of the funniest plays I've read in a long time. We've got a great comedy from Workhorse Theatre Company, a farce called The Walworth Farce by Enda Walsh. There's a really great play from a young Perth playwright by the name of Willow Marnie kicking off the year called Tonsils and Tweezers, which is, a brilliantly funny look at how young men kind of grow up in the world. So there's a lot of comedy in the season this year, which is interesting. Maybe I think sort of programming ebbs and flows a little bit, and one year of season kind of might emerge with a particular kind of bent and flavour, and then I think things kind of right themselves the next year.
And if you're just joining us on So Hot right now, we're talking to co-artistic director John Harrison from Bakehouse Theatre Company about what the 2018 season holds in store. And John, something else I found really interesting with your production of Dryland that I haven't seen very often is that you had a panel afterwards that kind of processed the issues that were presented in the play. How does something like that add to the experience, or how does something that important for the audience?
Yeah, look, I think that's it's sort of something that we like to do at KXT, where it's not just about you come and see a play. There's kind of a whole conversation that can happen around the play and the issues of the play. And so for this year, we've tried to put together a panel discussion or an event around one of the shows. So for the current production, which is Night Slows Down, written and directed by Philip James Rouse, we had Carl Kruzelnicki come and give a talk to the audience actually last Sunday about the state of the environment and what the next sort of 20 to 50 years holds and how we can make things better. And it was a fantastic kind of talk. He's such a great speaker, very entertaining, but some really amazing things came out. And then he had a kind of Q&A with the audience afterwards, and people were throwing all sorts of fascinating questions to him. And that was a great chance, I think, for audiences to kind of think a bit more about the bigger issues around the play. And we've had some terrific panels this year, and some experts in different fields have been really generous with their time to come and chat with the audience about what's happening in the particular shows.
Have you been surprised by anything that's come out of these sort of Q&As or these sort of panels that have happened, or have they kind of met your expectations?
Look, they've been great. I guess sometimes you can never predict, sometimes things can get pretty fiery. So we've had a panel for our production earlier in the year of The Laden Table, which was a play written by a wonderful team of writers from Sydney's Jewish and Muslim communities. And then we had a panel afterwards that included a bunch of interesting people. Someone who'd gone to Palestine and been working with survivors of attacks in Gaza, where the parents of kids who've been killed come together from both communities and talk. And on that panel also was someone from the Australian Navy who'd worked over there as a mine clearing specialist. And obviously that's a really, that whole topic about how people treat each other in the Middle East and particularly in the Gaza Strip and Palestine. That people have some very strong opinions about that. So things can get pretty fiery. It's great. It's a way for people to really kind of communicate what they're feeling about what the play's been saying as well.
And John, you're the co-artistic director, so no doubt you have lots of artistic elements that you're going to be pretty excited to be inserting into the 2018 season. Do you have anything you could share with us from the artistic side of it?
Yes.
What's the artistry of it?
Yes. I guess there's a couple of highlights. One, obviously, the stuff that Bakehouse is doing next year, we're pretty excited about. We're presenting the world premiere of a play called Dresden by Justin Fleming. And Sydney audiences know Justin from his amazing work a couple of years ago on The Literati with Griffin Theatre Company. He's a brilliantly funny writer, and this is a brilliantly funny but uncomfortably funny play because it pairs Richard Wagner and Adolf Hitler around a particular opera that Wagner wrote but actually was an opera that inspired Hitler. And it's this, it is uncomfortably funny until Justin kind of brings us back to, you know, who Hitler was and what he did. And when that happens, it's kind of a devastating moment. So we're really excited about that. We've also got, there's one particular play in the season that we're really excited about. It's called Youth and Destination, written by a really exciting young up-and-coming theatre maker by the name of James Raggett. And what we're most excited about is that he's been developing this play at KXT for the last couple of years. So when we first met him, he kind of had this idea of a play that he was writing, and we gave him a week in the theatre to kind of test drive it a little bit. And then earlier this year, he's had another development of that play, and now it's coming to full fruition, a world premiere next year. And I guess that says a lot about what we're about, which is, you know, providing opportunities and pathways for young artists coming through, some of the really brilliant young theatre makers who are just starting to make their way in the arts community in Australia, and giving them a chance to test their wings and really get themselves out there. So that one's we're particularly excited about. And then I suppose last of all, we've got three major immersive theatre events that are going to be happening through the year that are going to be across five levels of the King's Cross Hotel. I think they're going to be kind of trippy, mind-blowing experiences for audiences.
Well, that sounds extremely interesting. Thank you very much, John, for joining us this morning to tell us about what's coming up in Bakehouse Theatre Company's season next year.
Brilliant. Thanks so much for having me, Sam.
Absolutely. And that was John Harrison, co-artistic director at Bakehouse Theatre Company, with the 2018 season Inside Story. What kind of daring and explosive performances are going to be gracing the stage at the King's Cross Theatre? If you want to find out more about the program, potentially including that immersive theatre experience across five stories of the hotel, it's going to be on 2SER.com or the Bakehouse Theatre Company's website.